Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
Andrew, I'm so delighted today.
Guys,
so you're fully.
Oh, wait, Dev, it's not working.
My QuickTime just said the recording stopped. It's a try.
Okay, then Devin, we're using your Zoom audio then.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Okay.
You've just been like a problem child this entire recording so far.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know. It's just not on my side.
No, yet. It's okay. It's all good. Jenny, you were in the middle of saying.
I was just saying that I'm delighted. I still am. I'm delighted. Can you imagine having all my favorite boys in the Zoom right now?
Wait, are we keeping that part in with
I don't know. Devin? Are we?
I think it's sort of fun.
I think we are.
Yeah, I like that.
I think we're keeping it. So yeah, all my favorite boys are here and I'm just feeling really good. It's a nice weekend. It was gorgeous out yesterday. I ate nachos in a park, which I've been shamed for before we started recording, but I feel like it was a really wonderful thing for me to do.
I think it's important that you establish that it was like not like a park table or like on a park bench. No. Like you were in the middle of like a field.
You're in the grass.
I was on the grass. I was on the grass, but I was on a blanket. I was on a blanket on the grass eating my nachos that they put in a pizza box on foil. They were beautiful nachos with a margarita in the park looking at some of the sweetest babies and puppies I've ever seen. And that was my weekend. It was really nice. How's your weekend, Andrew?
Oh, it's been good. It was really beautiful out yesterday. Today is not so much. I did have a receipt for you.
Oh, you do? Amazing.
To follow up on people that I live in the same building as. Okay. So if you're familiar with the girl that lives right next to me.
A recap of this girl. She got mad at Andrew for even speaking in his apartment. Uttering a sound.
It was like around this time on a Sunday, that I was just simply on the phone, and you know, my register really doesn't go much higher than this, so it's
we love her.
Pretty surprising that
policing, you know, she had anything to say. Policing the noise across the wall.
She does like love to sing like starting at like 9:30 p.m. like every single night, regardless if it's a school night or not.
Okay, and we know she loves karaoke. We know that about her. Okay.
I mean, it's in her name. I don't know. It's okay. Her name is the first four letters of karaoke. So
Kara.
That's it.
Wow.
And so.
Wow.
So
I'm a genius. Okay.
And so she's been starting to like sing, like she's been doing this for the past month, like every night at 9:30, and she'll go until like around like midnight, and like most nights I'm like, it's okay. Like you are allowed to sing if you want, you know, it's okay. I'm not going to bed at that time anyway. but you know, I was trying to focus on watching a movie the other night and she was just like really hitting the same note. Like I think she was like testing out a note and I was like, no, no, no. So I just like knocked on the door and knocked on the wall right behind me.
Okay.
Knocked on the wall, like, twice. And then she stopped. And then I got a text 5 minutes later.
Oh my God.
She said, I gave you my number so you can tell me when I'm too loud. I generally have my phone near me. If I don't respond, then I get banging. But otherwise, please just text me.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, no, you're not going to like try to like police me on how to like respond to you singing.
Yeah.
Like you're singing.
And it sounds like it was a knock, not a bang.
No, it was
a knock. You were doing
it. It was a knock.
It was like, stop. It wasn't like.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a big fuck you banging kind of moment.
Yeah. And so, you know, I thought it was like, what do I even respond to this?
Nothing.
Ultimately, nothing.
Not a thing.
I'm not responding to that.
No, you're not.
Shut up.
She stopped singing. So that's what you needed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I am moving out in a few weeks anyway. So
thank God. It's time. Yeah. I hope that your new neighbors, yeah. I hope you're blessed with better neighbors.
I hope so. Not this girl.
Okay. Yeah. No more Kara. We're done.
Yeah. Over it.
How
are you doing?
I'm good. I really don't have any receipts, honestly, right now. But I'm really excited to get into receipts and dating stories from our guests today. What's so exciting is that it's been a year since we last all spoke together on an episode of the podcast. So I think it's going to be really fun to see what everyone's been up to over the course of this pandemic. Because last time we spoke, there wasn't a pandemic to our knowledge. We just didn't know. It was in March 2020 and we were so young and naive then. So coming to us hot off of a stint on Amazon in the SpongeBob DocuPants documentary, I am thrilled to have back, you know him, you love him, my former co-host and friend, Devin Walker. Hi, Devin.
Hey, what's up? It's me, SpongeBob DocuPants on Amazon's own, Devin Walker. So excited to be here.
I loved it. I loved saying that. I'm really happy that I had the opportunity. And also friend of the pod and friend, the very funny and wonderful and host of a really great podcast, Asian Not Asian, Fumi Abe. Hi, Fumi.
Hi, hi.
Hi, hi.
Thanks so much for having me. This is cool.
So happy to have both of you. Can you believe that the last time we talked, all of us together over in person in my office for the podcast, we had no idea.
It couldn't have been a year exactly, right? Because it's March 28th.
No.
So
that's no,
it was like a little, we're a little past a year now.
Okay. But it was March.
It was March. I think it was that's early so March of last year.
Yeah. I remember having a conversation with like my producers about whether or not we should cancel this bar show that I had. Like we were going to still do it. And we just didn't know anything, but like, yeah, there were all these like super spreader events and everything like that. So I don't know. We're still alive. We're still doing it, you know, like lucky to be here, I guess.
Right. And you and I are both faxed. So
I'm only half faxed. I got part one waiting for part mm-hmm. two.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Waiting for the sequel. Sure.
Yep.
Wow. So what have you been up to? What have you two been up to? Where have you been in the past couple months? What's even going on?
Well, Devin and I worked together for like the entire pandemic.
That's
yeah, which
so
was
sweet.
Awesome.
We worked together from what? Like when did it start? March or April?
March. It was like end of March till end of January.
Yeah. So Fumi and I were coworkers for the majority of the pandemic at Comedy Central, which was a real experience.
Okay. Oh my God.
We saw so much.
Okay, wow. And you loved it and you're happy you did it and now it's over? Okay.
I was really grateful to have been employed and have had gotten paid to make comedy in one regard or another. I'm so grateful to the network for that.
In one regard. it was truly weird because it's the program, like our job started at the end of March, which is mm-hmm. It was when Corona was like, that shit just came out. That shit just dropped. And if you lived in New York, you heard an ambulance every 15 minutes. It was very bleak. It was very sad. And they were like, yeah, what's like funny this week? And we had to like, we had to keep pitching like stupid ideas.
We're like, nothing. Nothing's funny. Yeah. We're sad.
We were all trying to figure out how to make comedy together like during this time. So that was like an interesting, you know, moment. It was really just right in the middle of the pandemic. And they're like, yeah, like live performance is not a thing. You can't come into the office. We're going to send you a ring light. Not even a camera, just a ring light.
Just the ring light, yeah. Okay.
And a weird mic. And then they just let us go, so.
And also just like in a time where the network is like in shambles, you know, like Comedy Central as a thing was like crumbling. And like truly everybody that we worked with like a week ago, they all got fired. So
oh my God.
So it's like,
So everyone got fired back in March, or they just got fired now?
No, like a week or two ago.
Yeah, they just got fired. Like, our job ended in January, and like, yeah, by March, pretty much every, like, all our bosses and like our whole team that we worked with, they all got fired.
So wait, the Digital Creators Fund is no more? It's done?
No. I was shocked that they paid us through the entire time that they had us there.
Oh, for sure.
That was crazy. Yeah.
Because they would let people go like on a bi-weekly basis. And I always felt bad that we were getting paid, you know, by making a stupid ass video where I'm wearing a wig.
And also, when they let people go, they would bring us all together in a Zoom. It would be a Zoom with like 30 people. And then they would announce that somebody was getting let go.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, it was like the Mega Million, except you're getting fired.
It's
like,
oh, no.
Like the saddest lottery.
This is so bleak.
Yeah.
This is so bleak. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So, you know what's really sad about that? I've applied to that program 3 times.
You missed your shot. I don't know what to tell you. It's gone. Devin and I.
It's over and it's over. Yeah. You guys
missed out on an experience. That's what I will tell you.
An experience.
Yeah.
Love it. Wow. And now you both are fully paid by comedy, and I'm proud of you. So, good job, boys.
Wow. I don't have many skills, you know. This is if it wasn't this, who knows what I'd be doing? Nothing fun.
But that's awesome. Okay, so career-wise, you both ended up okay. That's good. I'm really happy to hear that. What about dating-wise? What's been happening? What is going on?
I mean, I'll let you go ahead and take it away.
Okay, well, you know, I'm sure Devin has, a lot more, raunchier stories than me, but I shall start. That's totally fine. I'll open for Devin. Yeah, it's, you know, I was in a relationship for like a very long time.
You were.
I was dating this person for like 7 years.
And you had just started an open relationship, which is what you talked about with us.
We were doing that. And obviously, you know, we did a little bit of that, but then the pandemic hit. And so, you know, we were like, maybe it's not the best idea. So we kind of chilled out on that for a little bit. But yeah, like around January, February ish, we like decided to take a break.
Okay.
So I moved out. This is not my apartment. This is like a place.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I completely moved out.
How long were you in the apartment that you lived in together?
Well, we had just moved there. So not that long, maybe like 6 to 7 months or something.
Okay.
Like. Yeah. Beautiful place. I miss that place every day. There was an in-unit washing machine. And
wow.
I think about it. I jerk off to it every day. I miss it so much.
Yeah. That makes sense
now,
to me.
Yes. Now I'm here and I guess I tried dating like a little bit, but I don't know. It's just like, how do you really navigate that in the pandemic, right? And I don't know. I mean, I'm not really versed in the apps, but I tried Hinge for a little bit, but I got the vibe that like everybody there was looking for a serious relationship. And
yeah.
I'm like 31 now, and I don't want to like waste anybody's time. Mm-hmm. So it was hard for me to continue these conversations with these women because I could tell that they were like seriously looking for something serious. And, you know, I'm, you know, seriously looking for something casual, as they say.
Okay.
So like,
yeah, as they say.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. Cause you were dating someone for a long time.
Yeah.
So it would be wild to want something serious again right away.
Yeah. Also like, I don't know. I'm sure you guys have covered this, but I guess I just like forgot how many like pretty like, God, I don't want to sound like a pretentious asshole, and I'm not even saying that I'm that interesting, but I just forgot there's a lot of people in this world who are like, you know, you look at their profile and it's like airplane emoji, like love to travel, like tell me, feed me tacos. You know,
yes.
it's like 98% that.
Yes.
I was talking to this one girl and, you know, she was like going on and on and on about how she's like really into Sky Miles. Like she was like, I'm a Sky Mile fiend. And I'm like, I can't finger bang you. Like, what the fuck?
Imagine building your personality around that. Imagine building your personality around loving to accrue Sky Miles.
I can't. But it's not even about the traveling for her. It's just about having all the miles.
I guess. And you know what's crazy is like she said Sky Miles, which is really it's specific to Delta.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not even like open-minded to like American Airlines.
Right, or
so,
United.
Specifically.
Nope.
Yeah. Just so Delta. I just that when that happened, I just kind of got off it because I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm like looking in the right place. I don't know how you guys feel about
I
that.
Love her.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we need to have her on the podcast.
I do want to talk to her ultimately. I want to talk to her. I want her to do a call in. I want to talk about what's going on with her dating and how many sky miles she has.
Sky miles has she really
yeah. How many did you accrue, babe? Yeah. I want to know.
Love's in the air. Yes.
And is anyone finger banging you? Because Fumi will not. So I need to know. Okay. So that's where you are, Fumi. Dev, when we last spoke, you were successfully using, I don't remember if it was the apps or at least the Instagram DMs to meet a couple people that it felt like you had maybe a little baby rotation going on.
This was this time last year?
I feel like a little bit after because we had talked about your dating life a little bit after that.
It's no. Tough. Well, I mean, probably. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, okay.
There were probably some people in the mix at that point. Are you asking what's going on today?
Yeah, and what's going on today?
Present day?
Yeah.
Shit's been pretty slow for me, honestly.
Okay.
Shit's been, like, fairly slow. I have a receipt, though.
Oh, my God. And you want to get into it right now? Okay.
Well, were we supposed to do it at a different time?
Oh, my, no. If you want to get into it, like, right now, I would absolutely love to talk about your receipt.
I didn't know. I thought you guys had already done one. I thought we were supposed to just bring one.
Oh my God, you are supposed to bring one, Dev. Oh my God, you've done the pod before. I just was like,
I didn't know if you were going to. I'll bring it.
Devin, do you have any receipts?
Yeah, Devin, do you have any receipts that you want to share with us?
I love Andrew, man. Okay.
But yeah, tell us your receipt. Okay. But we kind of have no context for it because you didn't tell us what's going on with you right now.
Well, this is, I mean, between then and now, I have had a lot of makeups and breakups. Between that point and this point. So this was from like late last year. There was kind of two girls that I was like, I would see them both like once a week and we would just like hang out and it was like pretty nice, pretty easy. But one of them, I pretty bluntly was like, I like this thing that we do, but like, this is kind of what I see it being. Like, I don't really see it like growing into anything bigger for a bunch of reasons. But long story short, that was still cool for a little bit. Then I left to go to California and then I went to Texas and I was gone for like 6 weeks when Fumi and I went to this TikTok house and and like, that's what started it. Then I like, you know, I like was around like in Texas and in California for a little bit. Then when I got back, she was like, oh, I started seeing somebody while you were gone.
Wow. Okay.
And she was like, you know, I know like you don't really see anything coming of this. And I want to like, you know, I want to like explore and like try to build something with somebody. And I can't do that if I'm still seeing you, which was like kind of sad, but like also like very fair. And that girl then like popped back up literally like yesterday.
Whoa. Oh my God. Wow. Perfect timing.
She popped. Yeah. People, I feel like once the weather has changed now, people have been popping back out the woodwork.
I think that's true. It's park nacho time. So people are feeling a little freaky. We got to put on a tank top and we got to flirt.
Yeah. And so, last night, she asked me how I was doing, like out of the blue.
Okay.
And I was, wait, what timestamp?
She asked me how I was doing at 7:54 p.m.
Okay. Good time. Okay. Over text.
Over text, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's had a Pinot Grigio in her or something.
Yeah, she had a glass of wine for sure.
And I was like, I'm okay, how are you? She said, I'm doing fine. She said, not really sure if I should be sharing this. I guess I feel like I want to, but I ended things with the guy I was seeing.
Okay.
And then I was just like, I was like, what do you want me to do with this? Like, what do you, okay. Like, are you saying like you want to
I think she's open to hanging out, Dev. She's saying, hey, do you want to get back into our routine of like casually seeing each other once a week?
Yeah. She was like, yeah, I think I was like, yeah. So it feels like you're asking to like start things back up from the way they used to be. She was like, yeah. I think that's true, but I'm also a little conflicted because it's complicated. And we kind of went back and forth and kind of landed on, we kind of landed on like, okay, like maybe we should try hanging out once and just like see how it feels. So that's that's where
that's what's up.
Yeah, it's something. She's a very sweet girl. She's very very kind.
That's good. One of the
nicest people I've ever known, and like has like a six pack. It's crazy.
Wow. Whoa. Kind with a six pack.
Yeah, her body is her body is absolutely insane.
Wow.
It's crazy that she has sex with me because my body is not like.
It's nuts. Okay. Okay, but Devin, you're an attractive person and you're funny and charming. Sure. So what is she? You know, I mean, sometimes it's not about abs.
Clearly, I know, because if it was about abs, I would have been gone a long time ago. You know? Someone say I never would have even gotten a foot in the door.
Do you find that, like, how do your casual arrangements end? Because that's the one thing I've been struggling with. Like, mm-hmm. I've had a couple casual things during this break. And it seems that, you know, even when I'm being upfront about certain things, like, hey, I'm just, you know, just got out of a thing, so this is all I want to do. It seems that it always ends not amicably.
Yeah.
And I've been blocked by all three women who I have. Oh my God. And I'm like, is this just how it is? I mean, I don't know. I'm asking you guys, like, is this how casual hookups usually go? Like, I'm like, nothing terrible is happening. It's just like, usually we hook up a couple of times and I say like, hey, I don't think I want to do this anymore. Blocked.
Okay. And then you're blocked.
Wow. Yeah. So I'm just like, wow, like this, like, is not fun for me, you know, like, does it have to be this way? And then if so, then I don't know that I'm into casual things anymore.
Fumi, I think Fumi's laying down blocked dick, which means he's is going to work so much so that like when he breaks things off, they're just like, I can't even see.
I can't think about you.
They can't even be in my periphery because then I'll be reminded of the absolute time I got my back blown out by this beautiful Japanese gentleman.
Blocked. I think
that is the most chaotic way to respond to getting blocked. Like, wow, guess I really laid down the pipe. You know? Yeah,
I guess that was amazing. I just wonder. I don't know. I've never blocked someone that I was dating. I've never blocked. I blocked a friend who really hurt my feelings. A horrible end of a friendship. That's the only person who's I've ever had felt the need to block. And I literally blocked her because the thought of seeing her like makes me feel so uncomfortable. So I had to block so that she wouldn't show up, you know, in my feed at all, like traumatic kind of situation. So for me, I'm like, Fumi, did you traumatize them? What happened? I mean,
it was just like pretty normal sex, just like a couple of times. I think maybe it's one of those I mean, my assumption is that they reached out to me to see if I wanted to hang out again, and then I turned them down and then also just shut the whole operation down. I said, hey, no thank you, also I don't think I want to do this anymore because XYZ.
But this was
fun. I'm glad it happened. But I think because they put themselves out there and then they got rejected, maybe they feel embarrassed or something.
Yeah, or hurt by that. Especially like, do you think they would have any indication from the times that you had hung out that you were no longer interested? Because I mean, they reach out to you to say like,
"Well, it's
I
just
wanna
a
see you
physical
again.
Thing." So like, I don't know. I mean, that's all I can think of. Other than that, it's pretty normal, pretty standard.
Yeah, because that feels very dramatic.
Yeah, but not to be like ageist or anything, but like this sounds like younger. Are these all younger women?
They're not too young. Maybe like 25 ish.
Okay,
I guess I'm 31, so maybe like 6-7 years younger than me. Yeah,
right.
But it could be. I don't know. Maybe is it a Gen Z thing? Is that what we're saying, guys?
I think
maybe. I don't know.
What do you think, Jenny?
I really don't know. I mean, I think what happened to Devin, I've done before. Like I've been seeing someone casually and then met someone else because what I wanted was not something casual. So like I've definitely done that before. Literally that just happened. So my story right now is I'm still dating the guy that was my second date from my Zoom dates on the podcast.
Is that the one I like the most?
That is the one that you like the most. And we're still dating, Dev.
That was also the one Andrew liked the most, if I remember correctly.
Andrew did not like him.
No, I didn't.
Who was the one that Andrew liked? Andrew liked who did you like?
I think I liked the first one.
Yeah, you did.
He was a little bit more like distant, and he was a little bit more like I don't know.
Unavailable. Yeah, Andrew liked the man who couldn't give anything.
Yeah, like the entrepreneur in the beanie who wasn't really giving.
Oh, that guy sucked.
Yeah, no,
the guy that won, he was very prepared, and I was like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah, you know? he likes
Jenny's happy. Yeah.
Yeah, he liked me too much for you, Andrew. You're like, he was really invested in how the date went.
Why
is
he so interested in you? Stop.
Yeah. Why? It's so gross that you like me and you're showing it on my podcast. We're still dating, which I'm obsessed with. It's really great. But I was like seeing someone sort of casually right before who I was ready and willing to be like, let's be exclusive because there's a pandemic. And he was like, no. And I was like, okay, well, I don't really want to be hooking up with more than one person right now. So I'm going to just like, I didn't tell him that I was going to try to meet someone new, but I was on my way to meeting someone new. But I probably would have continued to see him before meeting someone new if it hadn't happened as fast as it did. You know? I don't know if that's a little gross of me, but I was like, I really wanted to be in something committed, at least, like not seeing multiple people. And then like the fact that I'm seeing someone and it's more serious even than I thought it would be is nice. That was a nice surprise.
Did that guy block you?
He did not block me. And sometimes he still like does the emoji reactions to my stories.
Ooh.
He's commenting on posts. Oh, so
I see. I don't like the emoji reactions thing. Not from people that you like used to date.
It's confusing.
It is confusing.
I'm like, what are you up to? You're trying to like weasel your way into my mind, you know?
Yeah.
Like you're trying to like, a little bit in my mind so that you don't I have another story about somebody like that that's trying to we don't have to go into all that, but there's a second person who like is from before who like very sort of craftily sort of like got her way back in, and now I'm trying to figure out what that is. Anyway, what's the next question?
Wow. I just can't believe you dropped that info and then you're like, but we're not gonna
I know
that's okay, that's fair.
We can talk about the first girl though.
Okay. But Fumi, I don't know why these girls are blocking you. And I wonder, because it's either about you or it's about the kinds of girls that you're dating.
Yes. I'm not sure. I mean,
I don't know.
Maybe if you guys like put a camera on me, like maybe I am being a psychopath. I have no idea. As far as I'm concerned, I'm just being like very honest about things.
Yeah.
But maybe being honest all the time is not, could be hurtful for some people.
You know what I would say, Fumi, is you gotta I think you have to be like sort of perceptive with certain people, because some people I think that men can do this thing where we sometimes like tell somebody we don't want to be exclusive like way too early before that's even like a concern.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I've known guys who say it like on the first date and I'm like, well, you don't even know if you like each other yet. I feel like you should like feel it out and see like if it, I feel like you should mostly hook up with people that you like actually enjoyed spending time with, that you feel like you're on the same wavelength with, because I think sometimes if you just hook up with somebody just because you can, you end up sort of looking up and being like, oh, this isn't a person that I would like normally hang out with if it weren't for the sex, and that can be that's when people can start like act weird.
I'm learning all this now because I was with somebody from age 24
right.
And it's just, that's so funny you mentioned that, because I did hook up with somebody that I didn't even really like, and like it is so weird to question yourself like, what am I even doing here mid-sex? You know, you're just like you're both naked and you're like, I could just be home watching like Raya's out on Disney Plus right now. you know like it is such a weird feeling, but I like that. I think you should connect a little bit, even if it's just going to be a physical thing. That's
right.
That's great advice.
Or and especially if you're going to be hooking up with someone, like hopefully that you like hanging out and there's at least a friend something happening in addition to being physically attracted to each other.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. And I mean, yeah, I feel like I had a lot of experiences in college where I was like hooking up with someone because I could, and I was like, why am I here? This and then that feels bad.
Right. Yeah, it's weird cuz like especially when you're younger, I guess like sex is supposed to be this like awesome thing, and then you're like you're like doing it and you're like thinking about like anything else, like what are you gonna have for lunch tomorrow, and it's like the most bizarre feeling, I think.
Yeah, and I think sex is better when you actually like the person. I think.
Hot take.
Hot take.
Hot take.
Hot take on Chad. If you can believe it.
You're kind of blowing all our minds with that one, Jenny.
Oh my God. I fully dropped the mic. I've changed lives here today saying that out loud. Okay, so Fumi, you were trying the apps. Devin, are you on them at all right now?
No. You know, I'm vehemently, I really don't fuck with the apps. I'm not. Yeah.
I think it's true, Fumi, that people want something a little more serious on the apps right now.
Yeah.
I think that's true.
Yeah, I'm also like, you know, okay, you can edit this out if you don't want to go here, but like, I was also trying to date Asian women.
Yeah.
Because I have not done that before. Mm-hmm. A lot of Asian Americans would say that. It's a weird thing happening in America where, you know, we're brainwashed. So we all have non-Asian partners. So I wanted to do that, but
when you say non-Asian, you mean specifically white.
Not always.
But usually.
Usually, for sure.
The Delta girl.
Yeah.
Delta Sky Miles.
But like I found it difficult because even when I'm trying to like lock in on a specific demo, you know, there's gonna be like the Asian girl who wants to fucking fly or whatever, like the vacation. That's her whole personality. Mm-hmm. And then I was actually talking to some people who were like kind of problematic, and I like forgot that just because you're not white doesn't mean you can't be problematic. And it was, that was such a weird experience for me. I was like talking to this cute girl, and she lived in Astoria or something, and I just made some dumb joke about how like this would never work because it's long distance or something. It's hacky, ha ha.
No, that's funny though.
Cute. And then she was like, where do you live? And I was like, I live in Crown Heights. And she was like, oh, you know what? I don't think I could ever go there because I don't like neighborhoods in New York with a high immigrant population.
What?
I was like, bitch, this is New York. Also, Astoria? I mean, like, what? I'm an immigrant. I'm a fucking immigrant. I'm from Japan. Like, I don't
know what to... Oh, my God. Like,
this is an Asian girl. And also, we all know what she means by high immigrant population. Right?
Yeah, like, we know what kind of immigrant she's talking about.
100%. And it's like... Yeah, I just like that was a new thing for me. And I was like, now I gotta deal with this, you know? Like I was just trying to, so I don't know. The whole experience has been very upsetting for me. Between the blocking and these racist people I'm approaching. I don't know if you guys have ever had any. It's weird because you're on this fucking dating app. So you're just trying to like date, and then people drop these like weird bombs on you, and you're like, I wasn't prepared for this question on fucking Tinder, you know, like
I just wanted to like ask you out for a glass of wine. 100%. You know, that's all I was prepared for here. It's so, well, you have no idea who anyone really is, and when you're meeting on an app, they could truly be anyone. It's kind of the nice thing about meeting in person is that probably there's something that you have in common, in that you either have a mutual friend or you have a shared interest in something to make you both be in the same place, you know, so there's you have a better idea of what people might be like because they're vouched for, because either, you know, they know someone, you know, or like, how bad can they be if we're meeting at my favorite bar, Union Hall, you know, like at least we have that in common. We all like Union Hall, you know,
they don't let bad people into Union Hall.
They don't let people touch the bocce ball unless you can hang, unless you're chill, for sure. So yeah, I think the apps are kind of, it's easy to be surprised by what is out there on the apps. And I think it's also really surprising to hear women like shady or shitty women, because like I'm not surprised to find a shady or shitty guy on an app these days, but it's pretty easy to like, you know, funnel them out.
Only guys can be racist. That makes sense.
No, yeah, well, women can definitely be racist too, and everyone can be racist, but just like you hate to see it when it's a young woman.
Yeah, it was a bummer. It was a bummer.
I will say that like in my time dating women, I feel like I could really count on like one hand the ones who have like really been shitty, like who have like actually like there's like something wrong with them. It's been like few and far between. And I've dated a ton in New York, and I can only really think of like one, maybe two women who I'm like, something was like wrong with them. But I don't know. I will talk to my friends who date men, and I feel like they come across shit like that every day. You know, they like they come across that like, constantly. So I don't know. I don't envy it.
No. But wow, Fumi, I can't believe that happened to you. You just get back out there in on the field.
And everybody's racist. This is crazy. I mean, okay, so if I don't do the abs, I guess one of the girls I met after a show in person.
Yeah.
And that was really fun.
That's good. That's good.
But then I'm
fun.
Just like, am I just kind of meet women at shows? Like, that sounds fucking.
Kind of maybe you could. No, yeah, kind of maybe you could. Mm-hmm.
You really can't. I built most of my dating life off of that.
Really? Okay.
Time.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I was like, because Devin, if you don't use the apps, it's like, do you just wait until somebody slides in? Because that could. You know, I don't know.
Or just like after the show, you just strike up a conversation and the conversation goes well. And then you're like, oh, do you want to like hang out or something?
That was most
of how I dated.
Before. Well, shit, boys, I guess I got to get on my bookings.
Yeah, you got to get booked so you can meet someone maybe.
Yeah, I don't even want to do a set. I just want to be there.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be much easier once things are starting to open up again. Like the second that people start having parties again or are like going out again, like going out on the town or having stand-up shows, I think there are going to be so many people who are out and about who want something casual even, who are, you know, we know they're an okay person, hopefully.
Right.
Or we have a better idea that they're an okay person. They're not just someone random. Yeah. In profile, you know, so I think there's hope for you.
Oh, thanks, man. I mean, I've only been in it like for a couple of months, but like I feel that I totally understand all my single friends in New York and like why they do a lot of material about it and why they're always complaining, because like I've only been in it 2 months, but like it's not like easy at all.
No.
In fact, like.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
My friend, or the guy who hosts the podcast with Mike, you know, he said something kind of, you know, insightful. He was saying like, you know, dating should be like finding a job, right? Like you can go on LinkedIn and apply for a job, but you're probably not going to hear back. But like, if you can get your friend to refer you, you can get an interview. Right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like, I don't know, doing something like that where reaching out to a friend to see if they have any single friends, or like just like something other than the apps is gonna be significantly more beneficial than just like randomly shooting your shot, I think, online.
I think absolutely. And like I love setups. I think setups are good and setups work when you're like, these friends might like each other. Let's connect them. I love that.
I set my friend, my old roommate, up with like a comedian once. Mm-hmm. And she was like so mad at me afterwards. She's like, that guy's fucking sucked. She was like, he just talked about himself the whole time. He's not even funny. She's like, he was like, why would you do that to me, Fumi? And so I've never done it after that. I'll tell you who it is later.
Okay, yeah, tell me after for sure. But I think, well, it's male stand-up comics don't have a, you two are my favorite, but they, you know, there's a bad track record there.
I would never hook a friend up with a comedian. I would absolutely never do that. I just wouldn't. I know too much, you know?
This was like 4 or 5 years ago. I thought it'd be fun to do like a little blind date. And she was so upset with me.
Okay. Well, I would set you up with one of my friends, Fumi.
That could be fun.
I think Fumi might be one of the exceptions. I think you are somebody that I probably could hook up with a friend.
Yeah. Cut to two weeks later. They blocked me.
It happened again. And then we really have to reassess what's going on there. We really have to talk about that.
Usually when people like try to like set me up with other people, they usually like lead by saying that I have the same voice as this other person. Oh, it's like, oh, like I think that you remind me so much of Steven. You guys are exactly the same. And then like,
who's Steven?
I see a video, like anybody, Steven.
Oh,
Eric,
I see.
Anybody. It's like, then I look up like these people on Instagram and they're like, oh, this is, no, this is the most annoying fucking person. That was like an insult now. Like you're insulting me. You're saying like, oh, I remind you of this fucking annoying idiot. No.
Yeah,
so,
that is true.
I, I don't like a, I'm signing off on a setup. No.
That's, it's really, what's true is that you have to be really careful about who you set people up with, because you don't want them to get mad at you to be like, why the fuck would you think I would like that loser? Or I'm like
what?
Why?
No, what is my read? What is your read on me? It's just like, oh God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Insulted.
Wait, Andrew, are you still dating the same dude?
I am. Yes. For the past like year, just like give or take, yeah. Nothing like there was never like an official like start date. Mm-hmm. But it's been going well.
That's exciting, man.
No tea to spill. Yeah.
You still driving to New Jersey?
I am not driving. He's driving to me mm-hmm. to pick me up and then come driving me back to New Jersey.
Okay.
Situation.
As Andrew deserves. Yeah, he shouldn't have to drive the car.
Some days when it's too snowy, send an Uber.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That's, love that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do?
He runs the social media for the NBA.
Okay. And he's so nice and attractive. I'm a big fan.
Isn't that wild?
Like all of it?
He runs the Twitter and YouTube.
That's crazy.
Huge.
I know somebody has that job, but like, they just seem like it seems like the Wizard of Oz. You know, it seems like some fake. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So,
you know,
we don't have a lot to talk about on that.
I've never mentioned this before, but I dated briefly the guy. It was very on and off and traumatic. The guy who ran like all of the editing for Major League Baseball for the MLB briefly. Wow. And then he ruined my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't see you involved with anybody who loves baseball that much. That doesn't.
I like sports games. I don't like sports, but I like going to the sport game and having a hot dog and a beer. I'm a big fan of that.
I agree with that. Yeah.
You would look good in like a Cubs hat or something.
Yes. And I'm super cute in merch. So I like to be there in the merch. So I love a sports date, actually. Big fan. So
not this baseball guy.
No, he was really bad to me. He was like, he was leaving the door open for his ex the whole time. And now they're dating and they live together in LA. It was really horrible. And I had no idea. I mean, like they were texting all the time and I was like, oh, it's okay that you're still friendly with your ex.
Like I have no idea. They texted every single day and
they texted all day.
I had no idea something was going on there.
I know. Well, I was just being really trusting because I was like, absolutely he likes me. No, I just was, he was long distance with his ex and I was here and I look very similar to her. So he has a type.
Hmm.
A petite brunette.
Like when that happens or not.
Woman, huh?
Like, I think it's sometimes it's like flattering, but like sometimes it's like, oh, this is sort of weird.
It is.
What is your reaction?
My reaction was like, I don't love this. My reaction was, I don't love this, but also I get it. I mean, if you look at my track record, it's a lot of men who look Jewish with dark hair over 6 foot.
Hmm.
So I also would say I fall into that too. Definitely is a little weird.
Fumi, what'd you tell Hannah when she was talking about her type and dating when we were in Palm Springs? What'd you tell her?
What did I say? I made it so awkward. And that fucking hot tub, man. Wait, what did I say? I don't remember. Was it just the race thing? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I just said to this girl that she doesn't look like she dates non-white guys.
And you're right. And you're 100% right about it.
I know, but everybody did that thing with the like, okay. You know when white people do that thing? Okay. Like, fuck you. You know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
And you're 1,000% right about her too. Like she's always dating a guy who looks like he just got done playing lacrosse.
But you know, we all got our types. I understand, you know, it is what it is.
It's good to break out of our types and try different things though.
For sure.
I've been making a concerted effort to not date white women. It's been like a real
dude, and I think that is such an important thing. And I think it's hard for, you know, people of color who grew up in white communities, because it's like it's really just fucking in your head that's the beauty standard, and you have to like physically make yourself do certain things to kind of like unlearn. But yeah, that's great, man. How's that been going for you, Devin?
awesome. It's been good. I don't regret it. in any capacity. That's like what one of the girls who like popped to like sent me that receipt that I told y'all mm-hmm. about. She was very like Westchester, like Jewish girl. And like okay. part of it was like, she was like, do you want to be together? And I was like, I don't see myself like really having like a white, like partner going forward. Like at least not, that's just not where I'm at right now. Like I don't really mm-hmm. see it, which was like a weird conversation to have with her, but that's very much how I've been feeling.
You said that to her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, it's true. And also white women need to hear hard stuff, you know?
I think we do need to be told hard stuff.
Yeah, sure. You gotta not dance around their feelings because everybody's done that forever.
God, I know, yeah.
I feel like this is what I really respect about Devin. And he did this at Comedy Central. Like, mm-hmm. like he doesn't, like, you know, to his point, I feel sometimes, like a lot for a long time, like people have kind of tried to make things comfortable for white people when talking about race and stuff. Devin doesn't give a fuck. He will just fucking tell you. And I feel like I have such a hard time doing that, you know? Like recently somebody like, you know that video that went viral where all those people who work at Complex Media were singing Kung Flu Fighting? I don't know if you guys saw
that. I haven't
seen that.
It was a parody to Kung Flu Fighting, but they were saying Kung Flu Fighting. They did it like last March. It was like, you know, Aaron Berg, whatever. I don't care. I say that they're in the fucking video. It went viral. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you said it was like people from The Stand.
Yeah, that crew.
Okay, well then that makes perfect sense. Okay.
Yeah,
that's very shitty.
It's not everybody, but like there was a girl who was in it, and she, mm-hmm. and because the shooting happened a couple weeks ago, this girl who was in it came up to me and was like, "Hey, like I did this video. This Kung Flu video went viral last year, and I asked the original poster to take it down, and she wouldn't take it down. Like, what should I do?" And like, I don't know. I kind of try to make her feel okay, but then afterward, I was like, "Why did I do that? Like, why do I give a fuck about what this person did?" You know what I mean? I don't know. I struggle with that, and I very much look up to Devin because I could never see myself saying something like that to a white girl. And I think that's important, you know.
It will.
You have to.
Yeah, and I mean, white women in particular, we get away with a lot in terms of white guilt and being like, you know, being satiated, which isn't fair. Like, you know, there are a lot of problematic things.
I also think like, a way to have that conversation where it's like not, like I wasn't like mean about it or like mean-spirited with it at all. I was just like, this is how I'm feeling and like, this is where I'm at. And like, there are things that I like about you, but like, there's also like very like, sort of like personal and like political beliefs that I have around this that like I don't think that like I don't want to look past right now, you know. It was like a very like somber conversation, and she like she heard me. Of course it was like sad, but I don't know, I think she got it after I like really explained my like reasoning behind it, you know. Like it wasn't just like, I don't know, it's like a deeper thing. There's a lot to it.
Yeah, it's not theatrics. You're serious, yeah. And there's a whole
yeah. And it's not really. It sounds like it's not really about her personality, mm-hmm. even too. It's about like things that are really important to you in terms of a partner right now, mm-hmm. and maybe for the future. So
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but that's hard. I mean, that's a hard conversation to have.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. But she then just texted you and is back in your life. Okay, no, wow. Okay, so
I take that all back. Devin is still a fucking this girl.
Okay, so
well, no, me and this girl haven't hooked up since before we went to that house. The last time we have not hooked up, but okay. But she like just popped back up to like text me again. But we haven't hooked up since maybe like November is the last time we did anything or something like that.
Gotcha. Yeah. It'd be funny if you ended up hooking up with her after saying all those beautiful things. You're like, yeah, we still made out.
Yeah, but we still, yeah.
I'm not gonna rule it out. I mean, she's so nice and very attractive. So we'll see.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it's very. We all are just looking for companionship. It's complicated out here. I don't know. I'm like, was she really listening to you? We don't know, but. Hard to say. Feels like very much like white woman mentality. I'm saying as a white woman to be like, well, I was told this, but I'm just going to try again. Let's see what happens. Like, I've been guilty, but you know, we're all doing our best. Okay. Wow. So I think, so it sounds like Dev, you're going to figure out what's going on with your stuff. Fumi, you're going to get back out there.
I'm going to get back out there. Yep.
Did you have a receipt that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah. Well, it's not like super exciting, but I just thought it was an interesting thing.
Okay.
That
happened. Yeah.
Okay. So I did this Zoom show for deaf people. Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
Was there a sign language interpreter?
Yeah. So what happened is like we pre-recorded the show and you had to wait like 5 seconds between each bit so the sign language person could catch up. And then mm-hmm. they aired this footage on a separate date for mm-hmm. some deaf community. Apparently there were like, I don't know, 500 to 700 people watching.
That's really cool.
It's cool. So I forgot that I recorded this thing. And then I guess they just showed it last week. So then like somebody had slid into my DMs. Hey. very excited. Took a screenshot. And then somebody watching this show.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I just saw you on there. You're so funny. And she thought I was there live. So mm-hmm. we were like kind of joking about that. And she was there like with her, she was watching it with her deaf friend. So she, this okay. person who messaged me was not deaf. And we were like going back and forth or whatever. And, you know, I thought she was cute. I like followed her, liked a couple pics or whatever while we were chatting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we were like talking till pretty late. So I just like asked her out. I was like, oh, do you want to like get a drink sometime? Cause she said she's like going, she's moving to a different state to get her PhD soon or something.
Whoa. Okay.
So I was smarty. Like, oh, we should get a drink before you move. And she was like, yeah. And then like, but she was like, oh, I don't, I want to wait because I'm getting my vaccine soon or something. So can we do it after? And I was like, of course. So then we didn't really talk for a little bit, like maybe 3-4 days. And then I saw that she unfollowed me or like removed me.
What?
So I was like, oh, like, so I like messaged her. I was like, oh, you like removed me. Like did I offend you with like one of my videos or something? I like said something stupid. And then she said, oh, haha, sorry. No, it's not you. I don't even have a good excuse. I just panicked. LOL. I just got out of a really long relationship and felt overwhelmed.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, I understand. Whatever. No, it's totally cool. I got, you know, I'm in the same situation or whatever. And she was like, yeah, like, I appreciate you saying that. I'm so sorry for the gut reaction of I'm following you. You seem lovely. It's a little bit too soon for me, but I'm glad you took the shot or something. So she revoked my invitation. So I don't know. That's the most recent thing that happened. I don't know if something similar like that has happened to you guys, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, I understand that being like the putting yourself out there, flirting, and then being like, wait, Mayday, I'm not ready. But just like her.
Well, she DM'd me.
Yeah, she DM'd you. So yeah. I think that's a very human thing to be like, I'm going to be fun and flirty. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to like DM this hot comedian I saw on this show. Like, hell yeah. And then when it becomes like realistic, like when it's actually within reach that you would want to hang out with her, then she's like, oh, wait, fuck, SOS, Mayday. I was just like, I'm not actually ready for this now that I'm like kind of scared of it happening.
But you know what, but, though? I get that sentiment if you were like at a bar and you're with your girlfriends and you're like girls night out, but like, bro, she was watching a fucking comedy show for deaf people. That is like, you know, that's not like a woo kind of event. I'm sure she was very sober. So I don't know. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm not upset, but I just thought it was, I didn't know what to say or do. I mean, I guess I'm just not gonna, you know, I just liked it after her alone.
Yeah. I think you don't pursue that for sure. But like, no. I think it's a lot for her to, like, be like, oh my God, unfollow. I take it back. Unfollow feels like a lot, but I've definitely done that before where I've been like, I'm going to put myself out there. And then I'm like, wait, no, actually I'm not. That's not what I want actually. But
it sounds like you had a pretty good conversation after that. She did not follow you back again or no?
So we were talking initially for like a long time and we both followed each other. Cause she was like private. So I could like see your pictures and stuff. And then we said goodnight. This is after I asked her out. And then like 3-4 days later, I was like, oh, I guess I haven't like messaged that girl in a little bit. So I like try to go to her profile and I saw that I couldn't see it anymore because she removed me as a follower.
So she's private and she removed you.
Yeah. So like I can't see her pictures anymore. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't just like.
But she still follows you.
No. I think that's what, when you remove me, I think it automatically, you know, you unfollow in both directions.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yes.
Okay. Wild. Huh. Cause that feels like, I don't know why she thought she would be able to remove you and you just wouldn't mention it. Like it didn't never happened. I don't know.
Boomy, these girls, when they break things off with you, they really be breaking it all the way off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't even like a, hey, could you give me some time? It was just like, no, just the whole thing.
You're out of here. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, you're removed as follower. I'm sorry, Fumi, that the dating scene has just not been a fun, light place for you, it sounds like.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess I'm just like trying to. That's why I just got off the apps, you know. I was like, oh, maybe DMs are cool. You know, I'm literally just trying to find any other avenue. But even, you know, but this interaction was already more positive than the apps, because mm-hmm. on the apps, I couldn't find anybody that I wanted to like continue, like that I was excited to message back, you know.
Yeah.
Fumi, I think things are going to be like easier and lighter for you once we're like able to be out and about a little bit more, once you're able to like actually see somebody face to face that you have chemistry with and then go.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that'll be. I think that'll be easier than like cold, basically, because like when you're doing the apps, you're like cold calling.
Yeah. It really is
companionship, just being like out of the room, right. Being like, hey, do you want to try to kiss or love me? Nothing about, and that's, you know, when you think about it, it's insane.
Yeah. Scary.
But yeah,
absolutely
terrifying.
I think once the world is happening, you'll have a lot better luck.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm also, you know, I'm not like girl crazy. You know, I'm doing my own thing. I'm excited. I'm seeing a lot of friends. I'm fine.
I'm fine with that. I'm doing good. I'm happy.
Yeah. Oh. So that's where I'm at.
And I fully agree with Dev. I think things are on the up. I think things are definitely on the up. And I have just one little last segment before we call it. Are you two ready to play a game?
Let's do it.
Yeah? Okay. So the game is called Quick and Dirty. I'm going to ask you four very quick questions, and you just tell me the first answer that comes to your head. The questions are not particularly dirty, but they're fast. Okay, question number one. Best flirty emoji.
Which one are you asking?
Yeah.
Both of you. Oh, favorite flirty emoji. Both of you. Same time.
Yeah, for the same.
One after the other.
Oh, you know what I like? I like the upside down smiley face.
Okay. Cute. Silly.
My personal favorite flirty emoji is the little cowboy.
Ooh. Wait, the cowboy smiley? Like the smiley in the cowboy hat?
The little smiley in the cowboy hat. I use that as a flirty guy a lot.
Love that. Okay. Favorite opening line. It doesn't have to be on the apps because I know you're not on the app stuff.
I don't have like a. I like to cater my lines to each different.
That's
yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would like to say the same. I don't have any sort of like. I don't have any line. Mine is more so just like. I don't know. I usually just, if I'm like interested in somebody, and especially if we're like. If we haven't met and I'm like trying to see what's up on the internet, a lot of times I'll just be like, do you want to go out? Like, I'll just, straight up just be like, do you want to do something? And I don't know. That's worked so far. So I don't, that's no good. Specific line though.
Cut right to the chase. Love that. Okay. Read receipts. Yes or no?
No, that's insane.
No.
Having read receipts on is mean and serves no purpose.
That's like it's okay if you're like a parent, I think, mm-hmm. you know, if your mom has it on, it's like, it's all good. But yeah, I don't know why you would put yourself through that.
I don't like it from either side either. You know what I mean? Cause it's like,
no.
If I'm seeing somebody who has read receipts, then I just know that they read it and didn't respond. And also like I read stuff and don't respond to almost everyone. To Jenny, I'm sure better than anyone.
I still like you as a person.
We'll see a message and not respond till the next day. So like I would rather like at least there be some mystery as to whether or not I've seen it.
I just assume that you've seen it and you're waiting. that's my assumption usually.
Usually I just don't have a thing to say yet. Usually I wait until I'm like, okay, now I know how I'm gonna answer this.
You're letting it cook, the response. Yeah. It's simmering. Yeah, it's not ready. I get it. Okay. And last question, double texting, yes or no?
Depends.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta. I think it's okay. I as I get older, I'm more okay with it because I'm more confident in the value that I bring to the table.
Ooh, okay. All right. Okay. Yes.
All right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Fumi's been in therapy during this. I see that. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Fumi's been listening to Ayama's podcast, and that's.
Hey.
It depends on like what the status of our relationship is. If you're somebody that's like, we have an established thing and we like each other and I know that, then I'll double text. Like if I like you a lot, I'll double text. If you're just like to whoever, then I have too much pride for it.
Okay. I love, wow. Can you imagine we're all so mature right now? Mm-hmm. All of us on the Zoom as we get older. I feel 30. I'm not yet, but I feel it.
It is a state of mind.
It's a state of mind. Yeah, for sure. Wow. It's been so much fun to talk to you too. Thank you both for coming on to the podcast.
Thanks for having us. This is awesome.
Oh my God. Of course. And everyone should be following you if they're not. So Dev, do you want to drop your handles?
Sure. I'm at Internet Dev, and you don't have to follow me, but if you would like to, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're going to. They absolutely want to. They're obsessed with you and they're going to. And Fumi?
I'm at the Fumi Abe. That's THEFUMIABE. And I also have a podcast called Asian That Asian. So if you're listening to it on your phones, just click back and search for Asian That Asian and I'll be there.
Absolutely. And if you want to listen to our episode from a year ago, I will put that link in the notes. If you want to see where we came from just a year ago. And again, if you're listening and you love receipts, please subscribe, please rate and review. I love reviews. They're good. And this was Receipts.
This has been Receipts, a dating podcast with evidence, hosted by Jenny Gorlick
and produced by Andrew McGuire.
Make sure to follow us on social media. I'm at Jenny Sequa, JennyCestqui on Instagram and at Jenny Gorlick on Twitter.
And you can follow me on Instagram at McGuire Guy at MCGUI_GUI.
The cover art is by Megan Patzel. The theme song is written by Dylan Adler, sung by Chenno Pinter, and produced by Douglas Wittig. Check out full videos on YouTube and rate us on Apple Podcasts. And make sure you subscribe. If you need dating advice, we'd love to help you out. Send us a DM to @receiptspod.